Kristen Armstrong. Well, you came in from Saugatuck, Saugatuck Center for the Arts. Speaking of arts, art's alive and well all year long. You might not need an art prize to appreciate art in your own backyard. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning. Easy 35-minute drive up the road.
It really is. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You know, I did a Mercy Health had a bike tour. It was a very rainy day, mm-hmm. but we started in Fenville, which is around your area,
right?
Oh, yeah,
right? 6 miles away only.
Yeah, and we rode from Fenville to Grand Rapids. Now, yep. it took me 4 hours, but hey, you're a bike ride away. That's where I'm going with
that's,
this.
That too, or in the car. Honestly, I always say, think of us like the cool western suburb. You know, we're right there, 35 miles away, easy to get to, and you're right, lots of art going around on all year long.
Yes, and I know you are supportive of WGVU. Thanks for that history and that future connection. Well, we do bring you on here at the Graham to talk about what's happening at your Saugatuck Center for the Arts. Let's start with the 101s of what you do.
So, year-round arts with classes for children and adults, but also things like documentary film series monthly. We have a great lecture series that we call Intriguing Conversations, which is much more informal and conversational. Creativity Revealed with artists. We do cooking classes. We have a cider tasting class later this month. Farmer's Market in the summer on Fridays. Why not? Professional theater all summer long through Mason Street Warehouse. Of course, concerts. So really, it's a full slate of kind of creative opportunities for all ages all year long.
What is the best place to find out for sure what we're talking about today? Plus,
go to the website, sc4a.org. It's the number four, sc4a.org. Or if you just Google Saugatuck Arts, will come up. And then if you want to sign up, do the little subscribe thing we send you every other week, kind of a little e-reminder to say, oh, don't forget, register for cider tasting. Oh, don't forget, film coming up. Type of thing.
What's your background again, you personally?
Fund development and fundraising in nonprofit social service, but then I've been here for 10 years. Most awesome job of my career. Loved my other jobs, but this is just a really remarkable group of people. And West Michigan is chock full of creatives. More designers in Michigan now than in California. How do you like that?
I think we need to remind Amanda Vernon. She and her family moved to California. They need to stay in our own backyard.
Yes, they do.
She's doing great things. Well, again, much on that website. We'll share that at the end. But there are at least three or four items I want to make sure we get through today, which includes your Saugatuck Shorts Film Competition.
Yeah, this is fun. And talk about our prizes. This is real money. We have $2,500 in cash prizes that we're going to give away. This is a kind of an ultra short, so we're talking about films that are 5 minutes or less. Can be animation, can be documentary, can be whatever you've got in mind, a little story. Could be something you did for a class. Can be something as an organization that you've done. For instance, Outdoor Discovery Center, great nonprofit down in the Holland area, has just recently submitted two promotional videos that they did for a children's class and for Project Clarity. Can be a church group. So we're very open, amateur, professional. We divide people into two categories, student category, so 18 and under, high school kids and younger, and then adults, so people older than high school. If you are submitting as a kid, it's free, super cool. If you're submitting as in the adult category, it's only $15, quite a bit cheaper than a lot of film festivals. And we have three prizes. We have a terrific jury of professionals from West Michigan who are in the film video industry, actually across the state of Michigan, now that I say that. So they will be juring the contestants down to 10, and then they will award a $1,000 prize in the adult category, a $500 prize in the student category. So again, real money. And that night, when we do the screening, we'll show the top 10 on Saturday, November 7th, and like art prize. In fact, we riffed on art prize. The audience chooses its favorite that night and another $1,000 prize. So it could be three people go home with prizes, or last year, our wonderful winner, Jason Grind, went home with $2,000 because he won in the juried adult category, and then the audience loved his film so much, they gave him another $1,000.
And just being recognized as a winner of the Saugatuck Shorts competition looks great on a resume as well. Now,
registration closes up October when we extended it.
Wow.
We extended it to October 16th.
Today is the 7th.
Right. So we originally had been the 9th, but you know what? We always have all these students calling us saying, oh, I need another week. And so October 16th is the deadline for film submission. So you got about 10 days left. And it does not have to have been made this year. It could be something you did earlier in the year, last year for a class. Pull it, send it. We'd love to see 5 minutes or less. Ultra short.
And that's That is submitted how again?
Online. The whole thing is online. So you'd go to our website, click on that icon, and you can do all your registration online, and then you upload it. It's, I think, YouTube or Vimeo, one of those two.
Great. Let's stick on to the topic of film. How about the Salt of the Earth Reel? That's R-E-A-L to Reel, R-E-E-L, film.
Reel to Reel is our monthly documentary film series. And so we opened the season with the Amy Winehouse documentary, which was awesome. And coming up now this month, we're doing The Salt of the Earth, which is this gorgeous, lush, Oscar-nominated documentary about the life of photographer Sebastiano Salgado. It was his son and another famed photographer who put this piece, co-directed this documentary about Salgado's life and his work. And it's absolutely a visually stunning. I mean, this would be the type of thing, were he able to submit to Art Prize. It has that feel. It's big. It's gorgeous. It's sort of just visually overwhelming. It is a beautiful film. And the fun part of it is when you come to Reel to Reel at the Art Center, it's on a big screen. So, sure, you can watch these things at home, but there's just something really gorgeous about seeing documentaries like this on a big screen with a community. So, you'll be with 60, 100 of your closest friends or new friends, which is really fun. Super affordable. $5 if you're an SCA member, $7 if you're not yet a member, a future member. So really affordable. And again, a beautiful, beautiful Oscar-nominated documentary on a big screen. That's going to be Thursday, October 15th, and the film starts at 7.
How often do you have this series?
Monthly. Every month.
My.
Typically, it's like the third Thursday, I think. Coming up next in November, we'll have the Best of Enemies, which is the great kind of political documentary about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley and their debate in the late 60s, which kind of spawned political TV. And then we end up with Iris, the great documentary about Iris Apfel, who is the iconic 91-year-old kind of fashionista, art cultural person. So that'll be a really fun, entertaining December film. So something every month, and especially it's fun in the winter when you're thinking,
You said the W word.
Sorry.
Okay, it's reality.
Well,
yes, please.
In West Michigan, I think we just have to say, we get out of the house anyway, doggone it.
And thank you, and not to cut you off on that, because you're right. There are fun activities too, especially when it's chilly out
and it's snowing
and you want to be inside.
Throughout West Michigan. But we get to that point, we all do, Shelley, where we say, okay, enough of the inside. It's good. I know how to drive in the snow. I'm not worried about this. I'm going out. So even if you're down in our neck of the woods, or frankly, I always say to people, use this as a reason to come to Saugatuck. Eat some great food, do a little shopping, get to a gallery, and then come see a great film or something else at the Art Center.
Saugatuck is alive and well, as is the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. Kristen Armstrong, Executive Director, sharing the happenings from now until we talk again. Another happening, the Sugar Skulls Workshop.
Yeah, we've got actually two things stacked that night. If you love Day of the Dead, Sugar Skulls, I do. I've got kind of this peculiar obsession on that. I just think it's so cool. We've got a great woman coming in who's going to teach us about kind of the history traditions of Sugar Skulls, and then we're going to do a little hands-on workshop. We'll all go home with a really cool decorated piece. Of course, Day of the Dead is the same as Halloween for us in America, but a really kind of a neat look into that Mexican tradition, and then go home with a neat project. You can bring children. This isn't a kids class, but it would be suitable for children. So if you are a parent or a grandparent or a neighbor and you've got a small artist you want to bring them with. That's cool. Also, that same night, Shelley, from 7 to 8:30, we've got a hard cider tasting class. I'd say workshop, but I have to say, I think it's not going to be a workshop so much as we're just going to have a ball. We've got two great cider makers, Crane's Orchards, which of course is known throughout West Michigan for their pies. Well, they have gotten into hard cider making with those awesome apples, and Virtue, which is also in Fenville. In fact, they're just about a mile apart.
That's where our bicycle
track
started at Virtue.
I'll bet it was. Yep. So we've got Rob Hager from Crane's. We've got Brandon Gildersma, who's at Virtue now, both of whom great young cider makers who are going to bring, we're going to do 8 tastings, 4 from each, and they have very different products. So we're going to taste a lot of different ways that you can use apple to make hard cider. We're going to have some nibbles, some bites with it. So super fun evening from 7 to 8:30. Frankly, I'm bringing my whole family. My husband's going to cider tasting. The kids and I are going to Sugar Skulls, and then I'll probably run back and forth between each because I really want to hear the guys talk about cider too.
I like it.
So stacked up on October 22nd.
And the executive director enjoys what's happening in her own backyard is cool. I also want to talk about Mary Brodbeck. We had her on our Kalamazoo Lively Arts segment.
And isn't she phenomenal?
In studio. She's a cool gal.
Yeah.
And her event is this weekend.
Yeah. And don't forget, now here we go again. In case you're done with Art Prize and thinking, now what do I do? It's Gallery Stroll Weekend in Saugatuck on Saturday. So Saturday, or I would say do a double header. Come up here to Art Prize, then meander down the road 35 miles to Saugatuck. All of our galleries, which are open anyway, but now they've got wine, they've got cheese, they've got special things happening. So all the galleries in Saugatuck and Douglas, Gallery Stroll Weekend on Saturday, we are bringing in Mary Brodbeck, who is a phenomenal trained Japanese woodblock artist. In fact, she now teaches in Japan. That's how elevated her art has become. She has got a film she's done called Becoming Made about her and her process for making woodblock prints. Mary's going to be in town at the Art Center. We're going to show her a short documentary, and then Mary's going to be with us to talk about her process, her inspirations, what over the years she's learned, what's worked and what hasn't worked, and then we're also going to actually see and do a little bit of a woodblock demonstration. So super cool opportunity to meet an artist in an intimate setting. We're going to do two of these at 11 o'clock and at 4, so we're kind of beginning Gallery Stroll or ending it. So you might, you know, do all your galleries and come to the Art Center and see the afternoon, the 4 o'clock showing, or start at the Art Center at 11 with Mary and then kick off your day going to galleries in Saugatuck. So cool opportunity, and the whole thing's free to start or end your day at the Art Center with artist Mary Brodbeck.
Saugatuck doesn't sleep.
Holy smoke, no. Well, West Michigan doesn't sleep, Shelley. You know that. We just need to keep pace with the rest of West Michigan.
Yes. Kristen, again, everything that we've talked about and more, having hard copy plus on your website.
Yeah, or you know what? Go to our Facebook page, too. We've always got great stuff on our Facebook page. Little reminders all the time. That's another good way. Get us on your news feed, and then you see this stuff chunking up every day.
Right. You're going to take a minute to check out an Art Prize exhibit or two?
Oh, my gosh. I came with my daughter this weekend, and we had a ball.
Okay,
we got
yes.
to go through. Oh. Greer kept saying, there's so many people. And I said, I'm from all over the world. Art Prize is so cool. Just exciting to, again, focus the spotlight, creativity in West Michigan. Although I'll say it again, now more designers in the state of Michigan than in the state of California. So there is a revolution that is happening
and
here.
And many calling Saugatuck home.
Yes.
All right. From the Saugatuck Shorts Film Competition to Mary Brodbeck Sugar Skills Workshop, the Salt of the Earth Reel to Reel File, and more. Kristen, one more time, how to find out more information?
You can always check out our website, sc4a.org. Look up Saugatuck Center for the Arts on Facebook. You can call. We love talking the old-fashioned way. You can give us a call, too, and we're happy to walk you through anything, and it would be a pleasure.
Thanks for coming
Thank
and sharing.
Thank you, Shelley.